Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to deepen anti-COVID-19 cooperation and push forward economic recovery. The remarks are made at a special meeting in Chongqing, marking the 30th anniversary of dialogue relations between the two sides. Efforts are also being urged to upgrade bilateral ties, uphold multilateralism, promote Asian values, and conclude the code of conduct in the South China Sea. China's new ambassador to the UK has called for stronger efforts to improve interactions and cooperation between the two sides. Zheng Ziguang says he's looking forward to working with the British government and other stakeholders to increase communications, enhance mutual understanding, and promote cooperation between the two countries.
It is essential that our two sides follow through on the important common understandings between our leaders and respect each other's core interests and major concerns. Our two sides may deepen cooperation in trade, finance, innovation, people-to-people exchanges, and other fields, and step up coordination on global issues such as fighting COVID-19, spurring global recovery, and tackling climate change.
A draft law on countering foreign sanctions has been submitted to China's top legislature for second reading. Officials say the move demonstrates China's resolution to safeguard national sovereignty, dignity, and core interests, and oppose Western hegemonies and power politics. Russia has decided to ban 9 Canadian citizens from entering its territory in response to Canadian sanctions imposed in March. The targeted include the Canadian Minister of Justice and Attorney General. Canada sanctioned 9 senior Russian officials on March 24th for their alleged involvement in the case of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The Canadian Foreign Ministry says Moscow's punitive measures are unacceptable and unfounded. U.S. President Joe Biden's preparing to embark on his first overseas trip since taking office to engage the Transatlantic Alliance and other key allies. Biden will attend the G7 summit in England this week, followed by a visit to Brussels for a meeting with the European Union leadership and a NATO summit. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the coronavirus, infrastructure plans, and plans for a minimum corporate tax will be addressed. In England, Biden will hold meetings with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other leaders between Friday and Sunday. He's also scheduled to hold additional one-on-one meetings in Brussels with NATO allies, including Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The meetings will be followed by a summit in Geneva with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Apple has previewed its new privacy protections for all of its operating systems during this year's Worldwide Developers Conference. The company says these features represent the company's latest innovations in privacy protections, with features like app tracking transparency and privacy nutrition labels available on the App Store. Mail privacy protection and app privacy report are included in the new privacy features. Jeff Bezos will ride his own rocket ship into space next month, joining the first crew to fly in a Blue Origin capsule. The Amazon founder says he'll launch July 20th from Texas along with his firefighter brother, Mark Bezos. The flight will officially kick off Blue Origin's space tourism business. The company is yet to start selling tickets to the public or even to announce a ticket price for the short trips, which provide about 3 minutes of weightlessness. The capsule can hold 6 people, each with their own large window.